Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 7:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, I will be joined by my co-host, NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie. And Miss Callie, we've got a great show tonight.
Absolutely, folks. If you miss any part of the action this past Saturday in Fairfield, let me tell you, it was an absolute barn burner. Ace, you have VIP tickets. You saw all the mayhem, all the excitement, everything that went on. And fans, it is the road to FanFest, and what a FanFest this is going to be. We've got making his in-ring debut, Sinclair Octavius Bentley, as he takes on Big Rig. Now, for those of you who have not had a chance to see Sinclair is a real piece of work. Let me start with that, because he has done nothing but tear down the NWF Army. He has badmouthed just about everybody, putting his hands on ring announcers, i.e. like my cohort Noah Gabriel. I mean, he is money has gone to this man's head. Period, point blank, end of sentence. There's no nice way to say that. Do you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. The money that this man has amassed has definitely gone to his head, and you know, I hope for his sake that he can back up his words, because Big Rig's looking for a fight.
Oh, absolutely. He's gotten tired of hearing him run his mouth week in, week out, degrading the fans, degrading the other wrestlers that are in the locker room. I mean, he put his foot down, and I'm very interested to see who comes out on top of it. And not to mention, there's a very interesting stipulation in that match. If by some chance Big Rig is not victorious in this match, he has to be Miss Sinclair's butler for the next 60 days. 2 months of putting up with this guy's constant berating of anything and everything that is not him. And just as an FYI to you or anybody else that decides they may want to do an interview with Sinclair, as Noah Gabriel found out and as I saw it occur, I decided not to proceed with that line of questions. Don't ask the man where he got his money, because he has no problem putting his hands on anybody if they ask that question.
Well, you know me, if I decide to do an interview with somebody, I make sure I'm at a safe distance.
That's probably a real good idea. We also saw, if you haven't been at the last couple months, we've seen tempers flare between these individuals. We're going to have ourselves a fatal four-way match. The competitors are going to be Jeremiah, Pompano Joe, Kimba, and Christopher Michael Lotus. Now, Kimba's like the young pup in this match. Like, he's new, he's exciting, he's fresh on the Future Stars roster. I mean, the kid's got a lot of talent. But you look at those other three individuals that he's going to be in there with, and that is a multitude of experience. The Kimbo's got youth and everything on his side, but that's a whole lot of shenanigans and experience to work around.
Absolutely, it is.
I mean, you're looking at four of probably the best in the NWO. Nothing, they are the best, four of the top. Four of the best that work in that competition. Sharing the ring. And I honestly can tell you, I have no clue who's going to come out on top. Of that. Is it going to be youth? Is it going to be experience? And if it's experience, who's going to have the upper hand? Because both Jeremiah, Pompano, and Lotus, all pretty similar with the length of time they spent in that company. They all started relatively close to being around the same time. Not a real big time gap there. That could be very, very interesting. As we also heard, the tag team titles will be on the line. It's going to be a triple threat match. You're going to see the protected ones, Muldoon and David Tyler, defend their titles against two of the best teams in the NWF. You have former champions, the Natty Boys, who, those two are as tough as they come. They like to have a good time, but they like to mix it up. They like to have a good old-fashioned fight every now and again. And then you've got a team that has had a relatively newly formed, but they've had a lot of success, and there's no denying it. The Bronze Swingers. Now,
yeah, they have been one of the most successful teams as of late, and it'll be interesting to see with the Protected Ones and the Natty Boys, can the Bronze Swingers continue their success?
Exactly, and we all know when it involves the Protected Ones, you're not just taking on two people. The other two and Nate Pelley are usually never too far away. We've also got on that night, also representing the Protected Ones, the 22-year-old stud, right, taking on Austin Tyler Morris. Now, both of these gentlemen will have people in their corner. Jay Donaldson will have the current CEO, Nate Pelley, in his corner. ATM will have Roger Ruffin in his corner. Interestingly enough, and I should have mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to say it now. Nate Pelley came out at the beginning of the night being what he called generous and rewarding Roger Ruffin for being a good employee. He was trying to humiliate Roger Ruffin, is what he was trying to do. But credit where credit's due. He told Roger he was going to let him make the matches for FanFest, with the exception of the main event involving Ryan Stone. So Roger Ruffin, having this authority, made the match. He will be in ATM's corner. Should ATM defeat Jay Donaldson, which ATM is no slouch. Matter of fact, if people remember, he was who ended Pompano Joe's Tommy Don't Play That Challenge win streak. He was who broke the win streak in Fairfield, defeating Pompano Joe. So the kid is no slouch. He has
absolutely not.
He has the ability to defeat Jay Donaldson. And if he does, Roger Ruffin will regain control of the Northern Wrestling Federation. Let me tell you, fans, I would say the majority of the locker room would all be thrilled to see that happen. Fans that have been...
I know, I for one...
Oh, absolutely. You, for one, would be ecstatic to see that happen?
Absolutely.
People that have been around the NWO for a long time, they may not recognize some of these newer names. But here's one for you. We're going to have a tag team match. Because obviously nothing has been resolved when it comes to Nasty Russ and the absolute best, the Princess Fort Alexis Montez. Russ challenged Alexis to a tag team match. Now, if you've been around the NWO for any length of time, you could pretty well guess who Nasty Russ is bringing as his partner. None other than his longtime tag team partner, a man that has been by Russ's side, thick and thin, doesn't matter. T-Money. I'm excited to see T-Money come back, even if it's for a night. Always, always a good time when T-Money's around. Unless you're standing across the ring from him. That'll be such a good time. But what was very surprising to me, I think it was surprised the Army a little bit. But I guarantee you the roof was about to come off that building in Fairfield. Because Lester said, you know, I had a feeling you were going to do this because your tag team matches are Nasty Russ's specialty for the most part. And Nasty Russ has made the comment, Lexus has no friends in that locker room. Well, I would say at one point that was very possibly true. But let me tell you, folks, Lexus Montez found himself a tag team partner. And hold on to your hats, folks. We are going to have the return at FanFest of Virus. So you will have Nasty Russ and T-Money taking on the absolute best, the Prince of Sports, Lexus Montez, and Virus. That will be a tag team match classic.
Absolutely. You know, I got very excited when I heard that Virus was coming back. I got excited
absolutely.
When I heard T-Money was coming back.
And if you weren't at FanFest last year, you missed the match involving T-Money and Virus. And, you know, people say, bring up legendary Larry D, how he's so unbelievably strong. I think sometimes people forget exactly how strong and how impressive T-Money is. If you have not seen this man in action, if you have not seen Virus in action, you need to get your tickets for FanFest 13. They are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. General admission are $8 in advance, 10 at the door. VIP tickets for this event are $20. Now, let me explain to you, for $20, they're normally $15, but for this event, they are $20. You will get in at 2 p.m. ahead of everybody else. You get treated to two bonus matches that only VIP ticket holders will get to see. So, I mean, you add that on top of the regular benefits of, you know, getting a free soft drink, a free hot dog, not to mention the best seats in the house. You got ringside seats, you have tables. I mean, how much more can you ask for? That alone makes those tickets worth the $20. We also saw some very very uncharacteristic behavior from somebody that I've had a lot of respect for over the years, but has had some very questionable motives lately, has done some very questionable things. I am referring to the King of the Fight, the Titan, who has demanded an apology from Jordan Clearwater for, in my opinion, should have been nothing more than just a misunderstanding. You know, dude, sorry, whatever. But Jordan didn't hit Titan. Titan clocked Jordan. So, if anybody should have apologized for the miscommunication, it should have been Titans. That being said, Jordan Clearwater's girlfriend happened to be there. And, you know, I asked her at the beginning of the show, does she think Jordan is going to apologize to Titans? And she flat said she doesn't feel he needed to. You know, it was a misunderstanding. It was a miscommunication. There was no need for an apology. And truthfully, Jordan wasn't even there. Jordan is in California. The man is not even in the building. Titan went so far as to drag Jordan's girlfriend into the ring. Her dad, who was physically upset, got past security to try to help out his daughter. He gets punched by Titan. Titan then demands somebody get Jordan on the phone. Out comes Roger Ruffin, has Clearwater on the phone. They're trying to work this out, trying to, you know, make sure that Jordan's girlfriend is safe, obviously. Jordan tells Titan, you know what? I'm not going to apologize, but what I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you a match at FanFest. So we're going to have the return of the Golden Boy at FanFest. Not only to hopefully straighten things out with Titan, but also to extract a measure of revenge for the fact that Titan not only punched an older gentleman that, you know, granted, you know, he shoved Titan. But the man is not a wrestler. He's not a fighter. He was trying to defend his daughter. Punched him. And then, just when we think there's a bit of decency left in Titan, clothesline Jordan's girlfriend. Again, she's not a trained wrestler. She had nothing to do with this. It was completely unnecessary.
It was one of the most disgustingly cowardly acts I've ever seen.
Exactly.
And I've been around a long time.
I was completely floored and in disbelief when I saw Titan do that. What I am going to consider for me one of the highlights of the evening. We had a women's tag team match. On one side, you saw Ella and Selena Dean taking on Big Mama and Nikki Victory. Unfortunately, Selena and Ella did pick up that win. However, we again saw the emergence of Roger Ruffin. Came out carrying a bag. Now, folks, I hope everybody's as excited to see this as I am, because the women of the Northern Wrestling Federation, not only do they have a match at FanFest, but it is for the brand new Women's Revolution title. And for the first time ever, it is going to be on the line in the ultimate ladder match. I have seen ladder matches at FanFest for a long time. I've never seen the women compete. I've obviously never seen a women's championship on the line in the Northern Wrestling Federation in a ladder match, not to mention at FanFest. Brand new title. We will crown our first ever Women's Revolution champion at FanFest. And it will be decided in the ultimate ladder match. Also, you're going to see the Northern Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship on the line. Josh Adams had a match with Ryan Stone. Nate Kelly decided he was going to change things around, not make it not be for the title. But he also I'll do it. He did. He loves the talent. But Josh Adams had to put his golden ticket on the line. If Josh were to lose that match, he also lost his golden ticket. And it was protected one's rules. So Nate took the title off the line, made it protected one's rules, which meant anything went, there were no rules, to put Josh's golden ticket on the line. However, if Josh won, he would get that title shot at FanFest. He would get to choose the stipulation. And fans, what a stipulation Josh Adams chose. Because Josh Adams did come out victorious. Now, I question the decision to make it this match. I understand his reasoning, but I question the wisdom in it. At FanFest 13, for the Northern Wrestling Federation Championship, you're going to see the greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone, put that title on the line against Mr. Golden Ticket, Josh Adams, and legendary Larry D, and this will be a triple threat match. Now, I'm very excited to see this. But let's get to the highlight of this show for tonight. Our very, very special guest. He is the star of the show. And he is the brand new Northern Wrestling Federation Tri-State Champion, the Star Rider.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Loud and clear.
Awesome.
First off, welcome to the show and congratulations, Star Rider, on winning the Tri-State Championship.
Oh, thank you, Miss Callie. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
That was a very earned victory. Very, you know, you had Swayze beat regardless of how this happened. But I will say, I had to laugh a little bit when all the shenanigans and the trying to cheat finally backfired and Gideon Weinstein clocked Swayze.
Oh, definitely. It was pretty awesome to see their plan had backfired. They've done that same thing so many times where Gideon helps Swayze out and they normally get away with it, but this is the one time that it backfired and kind of helped me out a little bit, I would say. In my favor.
Absolutely. Not only did it backfire, it cost Swayze the title. And I really found it interesting. Automatically demanding to get a rematch. But I like what you did. You said he could have a rematch, but he had to put something on the line as well. And being the coward that he is, and I'm sorry, but he is, he put Gideon's hair on the line. Now, truth be told, a bald Gideon Weinstein, that would actually be pretty funny.
It's going to be very funny because I'm very confident going into FanFest 13 that, you know, me and Swayze have wrestled so many times that, and I'm up to speed on the shenanigans that he's trying to pull. And Saturday, as you guys saw, you guys were there, it backfired on him, and he wanted his rematch. I gave it to him, and he put Gideon's hair on the line. So I'm looking pretty forward to retaining the Tri-State title and shaving Gideon Weinstein. It should be a pretty good day for me.
Let me know if you need shaving cream or razors. I'll be more than happy to supply them.
Oh, I plan. I've already got it. I've already gone out and got some, so I'm more than ready.
Starter, I've got to say, you winning that championship, or really any championship, has been a long time coming. I have seen you go out there week in and week out, completely busting your behind. Not only to entertain the fans, but you go out there and you perform on a level that is just so amazing to watch. You go out there, you have fun. You're serious when you've got to be, but I mean, you go out there, you have a good time. You accomplish what you feel you need to accomplish. I mean, unfortunately, there's been a few bumps in the road where things have not gone quite the way I think a lot of people feel they should have went. But it was it was really, really nice to see you get that 1-2-3 victory over Swayze in Fairfield. I know, I was excited. The NWF Army was ecstatic. I thought Gideon Weinstein was going to cry.
I was hoping I was going to see some tears out of Gideon, but I think he held it back pretty well. Maybe in the locker room or on their way back to Hollywood, he started crying. I don't know, but I wish I could have seen it if he did cry. Would have been kind of funny. Would have made the moment a little more sweet, if that's even possible. But
well, like I said, I mean, obviously, I know I heard the fan reaction. I'm very sure you heard it loud and clear. Their support when you won that championship. It is going to be amazing to see a champion with integrity, with some actual class, go out there and defend that title and not have to worry about what shenanigans are going to be pulled. How's he going to manage to cheat this time to retain that title?
That's the thing I hope to bring to the Tri-State Championship is anyone who wants to, you know, after I'm done with Swayze at FanFest, anyone who wants a shot, all they got to do is name the time and the place, and I'm more than happy to put that championship on the line every week, no matter where we're at, Bone Crushers, Fairfield, Covington, Ludlow, I'll put it on the line every single week. That's what I want to do. I want to be that fighting champion.
Because you are from the new generation, basically, of NWF superstars, there are two matches in particular I want to ask you about. I am highly excited, and I will definitely get back to your fan test match, but I do want to ask you your thoughts on the NWF Championship match, Josh Adams versus Ryan Stone versus Legendary Larry D.
My thoughts on that is I've teamed with Josh a lot. You know, he's my best friend. And so I'm really rooting for him. And what he did was, it was a class act to add Larry into the match, because Larry has been screwed by Nate and by Ryan over the past few months out of his championship. So I'm glad to see that Josh put Larry into the match in a sort of way, because it was the right thing to do. But, you know, I'm obviously rooting for Josh. But I'm sure Ryan and Nate are going to have something up their sleeve, as they always do. And he's one of the toughest guys I've ever been in the ring with. Like, no doubt about it. He hits hard. He's always got a plan of attack. So it's going to be a very, very fun match to watch. And I'm rooting for my boy Josh 100%.
Absolutely. The other thing I want to ask you about, because this does involve a number of our women from the Future Stars division, the Women's Revolution title match to crown our first ever Revolution champion. And it's not just in any kind of match. It is the ultimate ladder match.
You're right. For the first ever, to crown the first ever Women's Revolution championship is already big enough and groundbreaking enough here in the NWF, but then to do it in the ultimate ladder match, that the stakes don't get any higher for the four girls who are in this match. And that's another match right there that's I'm so excited to see, because we haven't seen the women's first ever Women's Revolution championship is on the line with four really, really good, amazing competitors. And it's going to be a tough fight, because all four of these girls know each other so much through singles, through tag matches. So So they know each other very well, and there's going to be different elements. Like, there's no friends in that match, even though we have two teams, basically. It's every woman for herself, and I'm very, very excited for this match, and I could not be happier for the girls to get this opportunity in the Ultimate Ladder match.
Absolutely. Well said, because, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you're very much a student of the game. You've done your research. You pretty well know the history of the NWF.
Yes.
I don't think the women have ever competed in a ladder match, much less at FanFest.
Ooh. Ever. You're right. That's a tough one. And so, like I said before, for this to be the first crowning of the Women's Revolution champion, it's such an amazing opportunity for these girls to get and for them to show off what they can do, especially in a ladder match. It's probably one of the most matches I'm most anticipating to see at FanFest.
Absolutely. The anticipation, I mean, it's going to grow week to week. And, I mean, we're only just like 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks away from FanFest 13. There's so much excitement, so much action. You're going to make your first title defense at a huge NWF event like FanFest against a person who held the title almost an entire year. A lot of underhanded tactics involved in, I would say, 98% of his victories. So, I mean, when you got that 1-2-3, and go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be my first title defense at FanFest 13, so that's already a lot of pressure right there, just winning the title and having my first defense come at our biggest event of the year at FanFest 13, with also the possibility to shave Gideon Weinstein bald. So it's going to be tough already, but it should be a pretty sweet day, hopefully, at the end of it.
I'll tell you what. I have all the confidence in the world that you're not only going to, obviously you're going to walk into FanFest, the Tri-State Champion. I have all the confidence in the world that you're also going to walk out of FanFest, the Tri-State Champion. What did it mean to you when you heard that referee's hand hit that mat for the 3 count and Boss Man announced the new Tri-State Champion? What was that moment like for you?
It's tough to kind of put it into words because I've had opportunities at Adam while he's been the Tri-State Champion before. I've had a lot of them. But it seems like I've always gotten dealt the short end of the stick at the end of the match because of Swayze himself or Gideon himself or just some sort of shenanigans. But to have one more, possibly it could have been my last opportunity at the Tri-State Championship. So it was just surreal. I didn't believe it at first until the referee, his hand hit the 3 and then hear Boss Man announce. And then I was actually holding the championship. It just seemed surreal. Like it was just a dream and I didn't want to wake up.
To get to defend that title, a title that has had quite what I would consider to be a prestigious history within the Northern Wrestling Federation. I mean, you've got champions like Anthony Bryant, Danny Todd, Jay Donaldson. I mean, Lexus never held that title, I don't think. But, I mean, you look at the list, the very long list of individuals that have held that championship, and you get to walk in and defend it at FanFest 13. Which, I mean, Swayze's had almost a year of defending that championship. He never got to defend it at FanFest because obviously you defeated him going into FanFest 13, and that to me, that was a sweet moment. So getting to walk in and defend that at the biggest event of the year. Does that have just like a little bit more of a special meaning because that first event is at FanFest as opposed to, I mean, we've always got fantastic shows, but does FanFest have just that little bit something different to it?
Absolutely. You know, walking in and being able to defend it as my first title defense, it makes it that much more special because not how many people get to walk into FanFest and defend a championship? Not a lot of people get to do that or have done that, so I'm honored to be able to do it. So I hope to walk in as Tri-State champion and leave as Tri-State champion too.
I am looking forward to seeing this match. I am looking forward to seeing you have what is hopefully a very long and successful title reign. I think I speak for myself, the Army. We all want to see the Star Rider come out on top. Not just because you're obviously going to be the fan favorite in that match, not because you are probably one of the most entertaining individuals and very charismatic people out there. We also want to see Gideon get his head shaved, which is just the added bonus to watching you walk out still the Northern Wrestling Federation Tri-State Champion. And in my opinion, the only thing that is going to make the entire day as a whole even better than watching you retain that title and seeing the women have their first crowning of the very first Revolution champion, hopefully seeing a new heavyweight champion, is going to be the possibility of seeing Roger Ruffin regain control of this company. I mean, that right there, that will be the icing on the whole cake.
Absolutely. That would be the perfect day for me to retain the Tri-State Championship, watch the girls get their moment in the ladder match. Hopefully Josh or Larry can beat Ryan and become the new heavyweight champion, and then having Roger regain control of the NWF, that right there, that would be the ending to a perfect, perfect day.
Absolutely. Ace Diamond?
You know, everything you guys just said would make for a perfect day, but I do want to add one thing that would make it just a little bit even better.
What's that?
For what he did this past Saturday, I want to see the Titan get his ass kicked all over FanFest.
You know, Star Rider, you've known Jordan for a while. Have you had a chance to speak with him about what took place this past Saturday in Fairfield?
No, I haven't had the chance to talk to him since. It's been a couple weeks since I've talked to him, and I haven't had the chance to talk to him about everything that's happened this past Saturday. But if I know Jordan, I know he's obviously not the happiest guy in the world. And just to think that Titan would betray him like that, because I know those two were best friends at one point. You know, they were such good friends. And then Titan helping train Jordan, myself, Josh, and all these young guys that you see coming up in the NWF. To see him do something like that, it's just, I can't believe he would turn his backs on us and the Army like that just to do something so disgusting. I can't believe that's the guy who helped train me.
Yeah, that was definitely a shocker to a lot of people, and you gotta wonder what's going through his head. Star Rider, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show this evening. Again, the biggest, most heartfelt congratulations on being the brand new Tri-State champion, and hopefully the Tri-State champion for a long, long time. So to a successful defense at FanFest, to seeing the protected ones get there, what they've got coming to them, which is a lot of retribution because they have stepped on a number of people's toes and crossed a number of people on the way to getting where they're all at right now. But most importantly, I really want you to have the most spectacular match at FanFest, because I've seen the battles between you and Swayze. You two leave nothing out there. Like, you leave, there's no question, when you two are done, you two gave it everything. That's not only what your match deserves, that's not only what the Army deserves, that is what FanFest is about. Competitors that put it all on the line. And you and Swayze are two of the youngest rising stars in that company. And I have no doubt this is going to be a spectacular match, barring the shenanigans of Gideon Weinstein and Rex. Ace Diamond? Star Rider?
Miss Callie?
Oh, thank you.
Star Rider, thanks for being on the show. Cannot wait to see you retain that title at FanFest.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. Folks, if you didn't catch it before, get your pre-sale tickets. They are at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Remember, your general admission are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. VIP tickets are $20. VIPs do get in at 2 p.m. that day. They are treated to two bonus matches that are for VIP ticket holders only. And then around 2:30, general admission is let in for all the fun and excitement in games that make FanFest so special. So remember, folks, you've got the dunk tank, the pie in the face, your opportunity to mingle with the stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation, including the brand-new Tri-State Champion Star Rider. So make sure you get those tickets. Make sure you join us. That is Saturday night, or actually Saturday afternoon, August the 17th. Ace Diamond, I know you've got your tickets. And fans, I hope to see everybody there. Remember, that's August 17th.
Absolutely. Miss Callie, before you go, I want you to hear this announcement. Next Wednesday, at a time to be determined, I'm going to have a very special show. I'm going to have professional wrestling from the women's perspective. I'm going to have as many women as guests on my show to talk about all aspects, all types of professional wrestling. Next Wednesday at a time to be determined. I would love to call, if you would call in at some point and give your wealth of knowledge.
We will definitely see if we can arrange that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is next Wednesday at a time to be determined. Miss Callie, thank you for the show. Have a good night, everybody.